guys like to hear, no?
That was cold.
Yeah. Because we began the new part of our sugya, second part of the Nachat Rav sugya yesterday, with an observation that there are really three different applications of this principle of Rabbi Abba. There's the original one in the Braisa of Chamishim Yadana, Chamishim Yadana. There's Rabbi Abba in Chad V'Dichad. And then there's the Gemara talked about in the end of Masechta Shavua is about Chazah Shavua L'Mechuyev La, V'Shneim Chashir Me'al Shavua. And we made the observation that it could be they're not on equal footing. It could be that the third one is really different from the other two. Because the third one, the person stated that he's plotting to swear. We don't trust him, we're nervous, we're concerned. But Mitzidoi, he hasn't really done anything to prevent him. I mean, he's done something in the past, but he hasn't. There's nothing per se that's quote unquote stopping him from being Nishba, except for our role as Beisdin. So we left off kind of hanging with the question, does that really make much of a difference? I mean, it's true that difference is present. The question is that a true but relevant, a true but irrelevant one? So we connected this to the chakira that we've been really tossing around since the beginning of the sugya, as to what is the very essence of this din of mitoich. Is mitoich like the Rivam clearly understood in the last part of the sugya, that achiyah shvuah is basically synonymous with achiyah mamon? I mean, for sure by Erechad, and could be even by the others, at least by shvuah, by the mixes maybe, that there's a real bona fide achiyah mamon with an exit strategy, with a key to get out of the locked room, and if you don't have the key, you don't have the key, you're stuck. Why don't you have the key? I couldn't kill us. You don't have the key. So what's the difference whether you're tied of La Yadana, whether you're tied of In Chatve, whether the fact that you're Chash L'Shvua, any of the above will prevent you from getting out of that locked door, and mainly you're going to be Nisha with the key of Mum. If you take the other approach, like Taisa seemed to take at the beginning, before they discovered the Rivam, the Riz approach, that Mitoch is more of like a shtickle raya. So it's like night adin that, hey, wait a second, you're probably telling a fishy story because you should know this, and you should know how much money you owe. It's kind of a funny backward story to say, you chayte, if it's yours, generally speaking, when people grab from other people, that's usually gazelle. It's very unlikely that's in chatve, di chatve. So when it's those kinds of things that indicate to us that there's something wrong with your claim, then the din of mitoich kicks in. The fact that you are chashud from last month, it's true you're chashud, but that doesn't impact on your claim right now. We have no reason to believe objectively that you're lying right now. We're nervous about it. Therefore, we as a beis aren't going to invoke the shvua. But in terms of being a reisa in your taina, the fact that you're chashud doesn't really create a reisa in this taina, at least this taina per se. So that's kind of what we left off in terms of lamdus. What is the din? So what is the aloha? What did the sugya have to say about this? So at the very end of the shiur yesterday, we also made another realization that the third application of Rabbi Abba's din is very, very strange, because it's not exactly what Rabbi Abba told us. We don't actually paskin straight out of mitoich. When you have a chashal shvua, first we have a hapich the shvua to the other guy. And then when the other guy fails the test of the shvua, then we throw it back to the other guy. And then we say, why all this drama? Why don't we just simply plug in Rabbi Abba? So this is not my cash, this is Taiz's cash. Taiz and Rabbi Tzia asked this cash on the fifth of the Marmot Taiz. Taiz asks, B'yam Taimah, Ma'i shna de b'choshel al ha-shvua shekeneg nishma v'naitel, Ma'i lo mini mitoch shekh l'shal v'shalim? Just say it straight out. Straight, plain and simple, mitoch. Kid yomar, kabi cham shiridah v'chishlom edalim. V'nachad Rabbi Abba. The Ishlamis is Taisus, the attack of the question is better than the answer. The Hocha, Iamrinan Mishalim, Lo Shavkis Lechaye, the Chola Oilam Yavula De Shvu of Yilu Kol Shaloi. What is Taisus' answer? The Ikaron Inochinami. We should have applied the rule of Mitach. This is classic Mitach. It is no different than any other Mitach. No different than Chavish Meredana, different than Rabbi Abba. We have a technical problem here. What the technical problem is, it's opening up the door for dishonesty. Because every time I see a choshel shvua, I remember that guy, 10 years ago, he took a shvua shekhev and based it. Ooh, and we don't know that it's chayz b'tshuva yet. I got a great way to get money from him. So this one, I'm gonna lend him a little bit of money, and then I'm going to force him into Chamisha Be'edan Le'edan. I'm going to force him into a Be'edan Mitzvah. I'm going to give him an animal. I'm going to arrange for lightning to hit it. I got all kind of cool, all kind of chaps around with Eirecha. I'm both all stunts. I'll learn all the second shvuas, and I'm going to corner the guy into a shvuah. Now, normally cornering a regular guy into a shvuah, I'll take the shvuah and goodbye. Oh, this guy's good. He's in the registry of people who can't take shvuah. He's chashul shvuah. Uh-huh. I'm going to end up getting all the money out of this guy. Now, again, we don't like this chashul shvuah. We're not particularly fond of people who swear falsely or based it. On the other hand, just because we're not fond of him, it's because he has a bad track record, doesn't mean that his money is hefka. Doesn't mean we can take away his money, which the Likud did. So Taisa is afraid we should take it to Olam if we're going to invoke the Din of Rabbi Yab, which Ikaron we should have invoked. I mean, that Torah really should have invoked it. But if Lamaisa we're going to invoke Rabbi Yab's Mitach Shechel Shalom, it's going to lead the day kill. It's going to lead the day some fishy business going on. So therefore, mid the Rabbanon, pure mid Rabbanon, they force the other fellow, the Kenegdo, to take the Shavuot, take the Shavuot Sanoitlin. But the Ikaron, says Taisa, the third case is synonymous with the first two cases. So it is clear as day from this first Eretz and Tosfos that they hold that notwithstanding the quote-unquote chiluk between case 3 versus case 1 and 2, it's a true but irrelevant chiluk. But now Tosfos changes the tune. Tosfos says, the ode, the hasam amal leishvud derais is the alech, o tishavu tishalit. What does Taisa say? The chilik is true and relevant also, believe it or not. Taisa says this is not Rabbi Abba material. This is not what we had in mind when we said it's partially not true. Because he wants to swear. He's willing to swear. He's plotting to swear. We are holding him back. We won't take out Sif Tayyar for him because we have issues because he was chashed last month. That is not Rabbi Abba material. That's the second verse. And therefore, what's the Dimin HaTorah? What's the Dimin HaTorah? He doesn't swear. Therefore, what happens? He doesn't pay. What are you going to do? The Torah said we have this grandiose bureau of Shvuah. We can't do it. Right, it's my word against his word. That's the Dimin HaTorah. You know what Chazal did? What did Chazal do? They made Kenegdo Nishba to give him the opportunity to be Noitel. So it comes out that this Takonis HaMishnah of Kenegdo Nishba v'Noitel is the Machlokes, the first day of the Teretz, the second day of the Teretz, with HaKotzeh HaKotzeh, whose Takonis was this made to protect? Who are we trying to help with the Shavua? Who's happy about the Shavua? According to the first day of Taisus, The Kenegdo is miserable about the Shavuah. He says, why do you guys just paskin the Din D'Oraisa for me? The Din D'Oraisa is Mitosh Yochel Shavuah B'Shalim. What are you hakavim and slapping with the Shavuah D'Ramonin? So he's fuming that he has to take the Shavuah. According to the second day of Tosfos, he's thrilled that he has to take the Shavuah. You know why? Because if not for the ability to take the Shavuah, what would the Din D'Oraisa have been? The other guy would have been popped. What's Chalev Araya? So he's happy. He's so happy. Thank you, Rabbi. I'm so appreciative. So according to the first day of Taisus, the guy's yelling and screaming and saying Lashon Hara against the rabbis, blogging on his blog against these rabbis. They take my money away. According to the second shot, oh, love that rabbi of mine. He's my man. I mean, you know, we go back so many years. He's my guy. Honor him with the next shul dinner. Very, very different day as to what I take is on this Shavuos HaMishnah. Rabbi Isai, this shayla, this chakir that we have, what would the Din D'Oraisa have been, gets to the heart and soul of what Rabbi Yab was all about. Is the Rivam right, is the rewrite, the Chayra, those 2 days in our discussion, in our Taisus, are synonymous with the 2 opinions, 2 answers in Taisus, in Masechet Togetz.
And now when the second guy, the Noitel can't swear, then we just go back to square one, is that the way?
So now Mr. Brown said, wait a second. According to what I just said, that mitoch doesn't really apply to choshur because he wants to swear. What am I against? What do you mean mitoch doesn't apply to choshur really? What's the deal when they're both choshur and lo shvuah? Who remembers? Machlekes Rav Shvuah against Rabbi Abba. According to Rav and Shmuel, so Chaz and Shmuel l'Sinai, and the game's over. There's no Shmuel. According to Rabbi Abba, what's the din? Chaz and Shmuel l'Mechuyev Lo, and goes the hot potato flips back to the original guy, and he can't swear because he's chashuv. So he has to what? He has to pay. So what is happening? So what is Tais telling you happen in Shining that? No, there's no din of Kol Mechushud. Not that the Abba doesn't apply by chashuv. What's Tais telling you? The Gemara has it by chashuv. Din number three exists. What's the answer? Din number three, the third application of Mitoch was only an application what?
Midirabana
wasn't a din Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, it only applies to case number one, to case number two. Midirabana, it applies to case number three. So now that it's only Midirabana, Chazal could have formulated the Takana initially by saying, okay, we're going to slap you with the din Dirabana Mitoch here, even though the real Dirais doesn't apply, and therefore pay. So they didn't want to do that outright. So therefore they said, you know what? Before we make the takona, let's come up with another option. Let's make the connectos weird. That would be a better option. That's better chance of getting to the truth. If that doesn't apply, if we can't do that, because the connectos is also caution, then we'll fall back on the Ninder Abana and of slapping him with the mitoich. But that slapping of mitoich in the third case, by caution, is only Bidra Abana. So Taitzis is Shtikul Torah, the Lomda stands. You have to add on a kinetic, but they're about a few steps removed with the lemaisa and the application. It's fine. So we have our lomda of akira, we have everything, we're good to go. So basically, I have a gemara, but it's the end of hey. It's very, very difficult to understand in light of all this discussion. When you learn Shnei Merkhs, you spent a lot of time on this gemara. Before your days, right? You weren't just old before Shnei Merkhs and days. How Raya? What tells us about a shepherd? Davu Masur le kol yoyim echiyusu b'sa'adei. He used to watch the people's sheep, and people were always careful when they handed over the sheep to the shepherd. They would have anything who would watch to make sure. I mean, I can trust the shepherd. The shepherd's going to lie. Yoyim echad masur le b'lo sa'adei. One day they forgot. The guy was in a rush to get get the base medrash. He had to hand over a couple of sheep to the shepherd. So they walked him over to the shepherd's backyard, handed it over to him, and nobody was watching to talk about what happened. The one day that he forgot to have Adam, what happened? The shepherd says at the end of the day, sheep, you didn't come today. Today was a legal holiday. You didn't go to work today. You don't need no sheep today. Also sade, asidu beidu ochol tarti minayim. Two Adam came and said, not only were the sheep given to him, but the shepherd ate them for lunch. Yeah, the sheep aren't around anymore because he shecked them and had a barbecue. It's a legal holiday. It's Memorial Day. He ate the sheep. Two out of the sheep. But wait a second. I claim that I gave you 10 sheep. So now, listen to this case. I claim I gave you 10 sheep. You're kaifa bakol. But what do we have? Eight is two other sheep. So what do we have? What is the shiloh called? We spoke about this case. This is
what it makes us with Aiden.
Oh, so you don't really mean what you said. What you meant is it's a mitzvah to be Aiden. You called it a mitzvah, just correct. I know exactly what you meant. It's the equivalent of a mitzvah, but I'm going to quote a new phrase. Beis Aiden ke hodos pivdamya. Right? Normally it's hodos baldin that kicks off a shvua, that triggers a shvua. And it's a hodos mitzvah and a kivir mitzvah. Here we have hodos Aiden. If I go to Eidus B'miktus, with the Kvira on the remaining, who's the author of that statement? Who is the great person who said that such a scenario triggers a Shvud Deraisa? We spoke about this earlier. Who was that? Yes. Rabbi Chiya. Who's that called in the lingo? This is Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Because Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Tzia Dav Gimel makes two favorite statements. One is this statement, that Shalotehei Hodas Piv, we spoke about this about the Ketzais, but Ados Baldi Kibetim Dami. So statement of one of Rebbe Chiyim HaMetzia is that Maduch Hodos Baldin creates a Shvua, Kal V'Chaymer Eidus creates a Shvua. Bas Raisa was that Helich is Chayev in a Shvua. So here the Gemara says, wait a second, this story, I'm Rebbe Zeir, how are we going to pass in this story? So Rebbe Zeir is off the story. In Misa, Rebbe Chiyim Kamaisa, Rebbe Chiyim Kamaisa is right, Mishtava Asha'ara. So then we make the shepherd pay the two sheep that he Imam Shaykh stole, we have Eidus Gemur that he stole it, and we make him take a Shvua on the remaining eight sheep, because it's a classic, quote-unquote, Moed HaMikdash, say they ate him. Amar Le Abayi said to Rabbi Zeir, what? Evisa Mishtaba? Tagazlanu? This shepherd's going to swear? He's known to be a Gazlan. We have Eidus, he's a Gazlan. Madlech, a guy who took a Shvua 6 months ago, and he's Choshlosh, he's a Choshlan Gazela. He robbed banks, he steals sheep. So Amalei, what did Rabbi Zeir say? I didn't mean he takes it. What did I mean? Shekinegdo Kamin. I meant that he's chayev. The shepherd fundamentally is chayev. Take a shvuah, quote unquote, my name makes they ate him. We can't administer the shvuah because he's choshud. So Amalei, what are we going to do? We're going to flip it back on the baal havos, on the baal hasheep.
So comes it. The rice or the rabbanu
shvuah? It's not the rice. It's shvuah sanotlin.
What?
Shvuah sanotlin. It ain't going to be the rice.
Be taken away from taken because you can't do shvur the
right. Can't do shvur the right, and therefore we can give the other guy the shvur not the right. Like any other chashal shvur. So comes the Gemara and says, Akasha and Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir was analyzing this case. He said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem for Bechir Kamaisa. We don't even know Bechir Kamaisa is right. Gemara is not even sure. The Gemara took a whole plot in Bavitzit Av Gimel Tavdalat to figure out whether Bechir is right." So Rabbi Zeir is Taila the Psak Halacha. Rabbi Zeir is sitting in his base and trying to figure out, what do we do with the shepherd? Do we make him take a shvuah and then by default we throw it back to the other guy? So Zok to Zeir, this only depends on Rabbi Chikamai. If Rabbi Chikamai is right, then Azoy. If Rabbi Chikamai is not right, then Net Azoy. That's the Gemara. Hashta Nami the Leis of the Rabbi Chia. B'chayv the Rabbi Nachman. Tisnan Mali B'yalchay L'chavi Adi Potter. What do we call that two words? And what do we call that now? Velma Rav Nachman, what are the next two words? Meshbina Soa? Shvus Heses. Rav Nachman was Mesakeh and Shvus Heses. So even Rav Chia Kamaisa is not right. So we don't view this Hagodas Eidus as worth anything. So what is it? I say to the shepherd, I gave you 10 sheep, and he says, you gave me none, and the Eidim are irrelevant. I mean, the Eidim are relevant vis-a-vis making you pay for two sheep, but they're not relevant in terms of the Shvuah. He's still, the shepherd's still chayv shvua. Was he chayv shvus heses? No, was it any other kaif rekel? So why did Rabbi Zeir sit around and mefalpel and waste that time, whether Rabbi Chia is right, yeah right, no right? What's the difference? There's a shvua here anyway. That's the cash. Rabbi Zeir and Abai lived after Rav Nachman's days. So comes the Gemara and says, Rav Nachman takanta him. Takanta la takanta layavdi. The Gemara concludes that this klal of Shvus Heses is for sure Shvus Derabbanan. Not even a long shot of Shvus Deraisa. It's for sure Shvus Deraisa. It's such a Shvus Derabbanan that, according to most, it was instituted by the days of Rav Nachman. It doesn't even appear in the Mishnah. So this is the Derabbanan by all standards. This halacha that we're now invoking here called Shvus HaNotlin, that we're flipping Shvus and making the other fellow take a Shvuah Kenegdoi. Is that a Shvua Deraisa?
No.
Mr. Baum said eloquently before, got a Shvua Deraisa, it's the Chashvus HaNotlin. So basically, what are you doing here? You want to combine together Shvuas Rav Nachman, Shvuas Heses, lump that together with Shvua Derabbanan of Shvuas HaNotlin, because the shepherd is Chashud. You know what you're in violation of doing? A new klal called Takanto V'Takanto. One takanas of chavim per customer, per case. When we start to make things too derabbanish, it strays off the path. We have to always be careful. Dinim derabban are very, very important. Chazal have a major, major role. But the goal of dinim derabban is to keep, you know, so to speak, the dinim deraisa in the proper, you know, proper application. The mosh by isurim. So the Torah says not to do X, so the chacham will say, don't do Y, because they can do X. Once Chazal start to say, don't do Z because maybe you're going to do Y, and don't do Y because maybe you're going to do X. So that runs into a problem of Gzeirah L'Gzeirah, which according to some may even be Osir. Maybe Chazal don't even have the authority to do Gzeirah L'Gzeirahs. Even if they have authority to do it, but they're not going to do it. That's not our role is not to make safeguards around safeguards around safeguards around safeguards. The goal is to protect the Dini HaTorah. So Ke'ein, that idea in Dini Mominus also, that Chazal are allowed to here and there, you know, play with the dim their eyes. They'll throw in a prusbul, they'll throw in a this, they'll throw in a hefkebez and hefke, you know, we'll play games a little bit, which one of Shvus Heses. But the picture still got to look like the basic tour of their eyes. When it starts to become so derabonish, it's a new religion, right? It's not the tour of Sadinim and HaTorah. That's what the Gemara means. Takata takalo. We're not going to make a takana on a takana on a takana 15 times over. So that's how the Gemara concludes. That the reason why Rabbi Zeira was shepherding Rabbi Chiya and saying, oh, thanks Rabbi Chiya. Yeah, we need you. We need you. We need Rabbi Chiya. That's because we need a Shvud Deraisa to start the ball rolling. And then, when we have the Shvud Deraisa, then we can throw in one takana of Shvus Shekin Egdoi. But if the Lu Yitzu, we would have been dealing with the Shvus Asset to begin with, would have been too far removed. Atkan Devi Agamah. So let's just think for 1 second. Let's play it out with the Shvus Asset. Leave these shepherds. It's too complicated with shepherds. Regular guy. I say, Zach, you owe me $100. I want a regular Shvus Asset. What does Zach say? Rabbi, I've never been your Shia. I know you are. I know you are. So what do we throw at Zach now? Shavuos Esses. How many dinon do Rabban and so far have registered? One. So far one, only one. I feel bad to use Zach as an example. I'm going to change Zach to Reuven. Okay? So Reuven happens to be a Chashlo Shavuos. We know that he took Shavuos Sheker a few months ago in Beis Din. So Beis Din sitting on the case and they say, ooh, Reuven should have taken the Shavuos Esses. We can't let him take the Shavuos Esses. We got to throw it back on Sobolovsky to take the Shavuos HaDoitlin. And Beis Din says, okay, in the power invested in us by the Beis Din HaGodl of some Beis Din HaGodl between the days of Moshe Ben and the days of Mishnah Shavuos, who instituted Shavuos HaDoitlin for a Chashad, we're going to institute Shavuos HaDoitlin for a Chashad. What number takana is that on the list? In this case, 2. Takana takana to Lord Dino. Can't do that. Can't have 2 takanas in the same case. Okay. So what do we do? So what happens? You're sitting on the Beis Din, and Beis Din, some guy just raised a red flag and said, double takana, double jeopardy, can't do that, double takana. Okay, so that's not an option. So what do we do? So the Chora, what did the Gemara say in this case? The case of the shepherd. That the only reason why we're getting the shepherd into such big trouble, into hot water, and he's going to end up losing his money on the rest that he was kaifer on, is because Reb Chiya Kamais was a Shvud Deraisa. If it would have been a Shvud Derabanan, what would happen to the shepherd? He would have simply done what? Paid the what?
The two sheep,
and gone back to watching the rest of the sheep that he stole. He would have been off the hook. That's what the Gemara says. He only got himself into a pickle because he got a Shvud Deraisa in his hands. Without Shvud Deraisa, he would have been good to go. So we would have paskined Potter. And what's forcing us to paskin Potter? We have to paskin Potter. We got to paskin Potter. We have no choice. Why? Because what? Because we have Takanta staring us in the face. I don't understand. Name those Takanas, please. What's the second takana? I'm not talking about Shavuos Melton anymore. I got a new idea. Forget Shavuos Melton. What do we do? What? You're going to let this guy off the hook? At the end of the day, he was Shavuos Esses. Why don't we forget Melton? Why don't we just do what? Why don't we just say about him? He's not taking the shvu he's supposed to take. Rav Nachman's besachet shvu says he's not taking it. So make him pay. That application, that principle, that's a derabon dikti. That's a takanto that's bound by the limitation of takanto of dina. Says it tells what? That's not a din derabonan. Naschad Rav Yahav is only a din derabonan. Chamishim yadala, chamishim yadala, so they didn't do Rabbanon. Really, good morning, the Gemara learns that from Pesukim. Rav and Shmuel didn't accept those Pesukim. They thought the Pesukim Ben Shem meant something totally different. Okay, so I was like, but where Rabbi Sandy Shabari Tisro? So where Rabbi...
Yesterday, there were only to three applications. Most three applications we do not serve Rabbanon.
Right, and this is one of them. Choshen. The guy can't take Shavuot.
It's a different kind of Shavuot that
he tried to do. In this case, it's a shepherd. Imagine Rabbi Chiya doesn't exist. Right? So we have Eidos that he ate 2. So he has to pay for those 2. We slapped him as a Goslin. And now we're going to say, if not for Bechiyas Din D'Araisa here, Shavuos Hesnes wouldn't have done the trick, because it would have been Takanta Takanta. So I understand the second Takana being we're not going to throw the Shavuah onto the Teveya, but why can't we apply the rule of Ritosh and Rechel Shavu Sham? That's a Din D'Araisa. But that's not a Din D'Araisa. Right, that's what we have, not a Din D'Araisa. All of a sudden, we're learning Din D'Rabbanan this year. It's a Din D'Araisa. Well, let's have a psukim in Masechet Shavuos. Ben Shneim. A little bit of Yorshi, that's the whole background. Chamishim is Darach Mishvul Yadana. What are you talking about? Of course, that's the Deraisa.
But Shavuos Hesnes is a big deal.
Good, so Shavuos Hesnes is only a Derabbanan. That's one Derabbanan. I'm looking for the second Derabbanan here that's stopping the Bezin from making this
no,
shepherd
thing. Go back
the he can really testify.
Oh, so what are you saying? What are you guys saying? What are you guys saying? You guys are saying, according to the second day in Taisis above Mitzvah, that Choshud is not a Torah application of Nasa Derbi Abba. That's not really called Mitochshere Yocho because he really can and wants to and plots it to swear. So then we have discovered the second Takanta. But according to the first day in Tezu says, no, Minat Torah, this is Nasa Derbi Abba. This is the classic Mitochshere Choshud Mishalim. But the Rabbanan, we don't want to do that because of you're going to take away his money, so he's a Choshud, we changed the dinim. But with the Raisa, this is a pure application. According to the first Teretz of Teretz of Mitzvah, Choshud is identical to Imchatvi, identical to Chamishim LaYadana. It's a deraisic application because the Rivam's loved us. The guy's stuck in the closet without a key. It's not my kash, it's Tzayis kash. I was on a Tzayis in the 6th of the Mamre Kermis. He asked this kash. He says, I don't understand this. It's not like Tzayis read Gemara's. Can you imagine? Tzayis read this Gemara. You must say Takanta Kanta. Most people read Takanta Kanta. Great. It's a Takanta Kanta. Good. Very nice. Good. Vaita. The Tzayis says, no, it's not. The only Takanta, the Takanta here is Shavuos Shekenegdoi on a Shavuos Hesnes. But the baseline din, the basic halacha of Mitoich is a Deraisa, not a Derabbanan, unless that Tzayis is right. That damn Tzayis is right. That's the Tzayis. That's the Tzayis priest. That's his addition to the Sugya. So Tzayis is the Materitz. Everyone saw the Tzayis? Okay, good chance. So stay with Tzayis. So Tzayis says, we are searching for Dinum Derabbanan in this case. I want a Dinum Derabbanan. Give me a Dinum Derabbanan. Give me a two Dinum Derabbanan. I need two. Two for the price of one. Give me two. One is Shavuos Hesnes, give me the other Din D'Rabbanan. I have a guy who lied through his teeth in Beis Din. He did worse than that. He stole sheep. What does the Gemara say? No problem. The one that I don't know what I was talking about. Which tells the wrong tells.
There's another one,
10. Yeah, that's the right one. What happened to that one on?
10.
What happened to that one on? I put that one on?
What about number 10?
See how he says you.
Six and 10.
I don't know why. Did I put that one on? Doesn't matter. Okay, don't worry about
it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm going to find the missing Derabbana. Misha says in Shavuos, HaChoshed al HaShavuah, can't take a Shavuah. The guy swore falsely 6 months ago, can't take a Shavuah. He's done, he's history, he's cooked. Can't take a Shavuah. And now we have to figure out what to do. Why can't take a Shavuah? Who made that? Who made that? Can't take a Shavuah. Torah says, Shavuah, Asa Hashem, Tiyeh Ben Shleim, Chutz Mibiyushu, HaChoshed al HaShavuah. Doesn't say that in the book. Why can't you?
practical reason.
I want to know, where did this din come from? The Mishnah is telling us, what do we do with the guy who has a chashlo shrua? So Chazal never had to make a din called shrua as a nightlin. But why can't he just take the shrua? So it's unclear the source of that halacha. Where did that din come from? That halacha that someone's a chashlo shrua cannot take a shrua. What's the source for that? So there's a sugya in Bava Kamma on the 7th of Ramkos, Adav Kuf Ches, with a little bit of a background. There's a parasha called Tayin Tainas Ganav. What's the name Tayin Tainas Ganav? I give you a pikadon to watch. I come to you a week later and I said, time's up. I need my animal back. Where's my pikadon? And you say, I'm so sorry it was stolen. Nignav. What's the din? Okay. The potter, as long as you do what? Nikol Balabayas, so you take a shvur, 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 take a shvur, shvur. Okay. So you go ahead and you take a shvur. And then what happens? Two Edom come and say, it was Nikol, right? By you, by the Shoyim. So you basically just swore falsely. So you swore falsely with the Tainus Nignav, with the works, the Homokoi. What does the Torah say? Obviously you have to return back to Bikadon. With what? With kefil. Normally kefil is reserved for a guy who mamish breaks into your house and steals like a ganav. So there are two kinds of kefil. There's even motzei ganav isham shnayim, and there's also another din of a kol dvar pesha isham shnayim reyu. And the gemara in the end of a pekamet, ninth of a pekamet, derives from sukkim. Pesha toshu bet tells us that even though I didn't touch the animal, I didn't break into your house. You gave me the animal. It's sitting in the same barn where you left it a week ago. But once I'm towing tainas ganav with a shvur and edim come. Disaster. I'm labeled up eating like a ganav. The Gemara says, I'm such a ganav that if I subsequently tavech or moicher, I have to be dalbehe, taboo. I mamish become transformed to be a ganav. You can become a ganav either down the path of a little physical maisa ganeva or a ta'an tanis ganav bishvu. So I shtek, that's the sugi, the beginning of the 7th pekha bubba kama, the end of the 9th pekha bubba kama, ta'an tanis ganav. The Gemara is just not sure about the following. Let's say this happens. I'm telling Tanis Ganov, and I take a shvur and Edom come. So basically gives me a psak, that what? I have to return the animal, obviously, and I have to pay kefil. So, okay. The Din Torah ends at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Everyone goes home. And, the mafke comes to me Wednesday morning and says, give me the animal. Beis and Paskin, yesterday you were there. Beis and Kapaskin, you have to give me an animal, and taboo, you have to pay me kefil also. So listen to what the shomer says. He says, you won't believe it. That animal that I was planning to give you back, I'm not going to bad enough what I did yesterday, I'm sorry, chatos visa peshati, but I'm going to listen to Beis Din, but you won't believe it. You won't believe what happened last night. You won't believe what happened last night? It was stolen. I can't even say it again, because it was stolen the first time. It was stolen. And what does the market say? Okay, Shvus Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, because you're still a Shomer. Shvus Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. So, I take it to the Torah. What do? You take out a Sefer Torah, you swear that it was stolen, and what happens? An hour later, two Edom come back, and yeah, it was stolen. It was stolen the same way it was stolen yesterday by you. Beis Din deliberates again. You know what Beis Din says? Two bis, the time that is gone, nachamu. Two for the price of one. That's the question. Two for the price of one or two independent prices.
Why was he allowed to swear at all?
Wait, you're asking Tosis cash. Hold on. So the Gemara wants to know, boy, Rav Papa, can you have Trek Feli Bechad Gavra? Can this case keep on going on every time, every day, the day? And guys say 400 times kefil, or do we say that? At Kandala, yes, sir. One kefil per pikadon per customer. So the Gemara's not sure. So the Gemara brings out a very, very strange Raya. Well, it's a strange ride from a different case. Legamri, a different case. Similar, but different. Gave you an animal to watch. Come to you a week later, say, where's my animal? And you say, you won't believe it. You won't believe it? What happened to the animal? It's lost. I have no idea what happened to it. I locked the barn every night. All of a sudden, the animals that climbed over the top of the farm, sure, they think, oh, the animal's not there anymore. Okay. Acceptable, but what does the Torah say? Take a shvuah. The Torah says by Geneva, the Torah explains by Avei, the right, Shabbachim is Nishvah V'yayitzet, Nishvah Niftafa. So he takes a shvuah that it was Avad. And then Edom come and say it wasn't Avad. It's very much alive and well in the other guy's other barn down the block. The guy stole it. It's the din. No kefil. The gezeiras hakos of kefil is only what?
Yes.
So it's the first case. There's not a continuation of the other one. There's a new case. What was the difference between the first scenario and this scenario? In the first scenario, what did I tie now? What was my response? It was nignav. Here I was tying it with neva. Even though lamaisa, nignav, and neva end up with the same result, the shomer gets off scot-free if he's telling the truth. But the Torah Shabbat explains to us that the only time the Torah is mechadish, that the Torah Tan is ganav, is chayav kefil, is only the Torah Tan is ganav. Torah Tan is avad, nitazoy. Ah, it doesn't make any sense. Kach lemer halacha. The only time you become transformed to be a ganav is if you said the bad word ganav. If you accuse, if you try to pat yourself by saying never, even though you're the same shachter, you're the same kofer, you're doing the same thing, you're getting accomplishing the same result. Azoy shteik, that's the din. Even though that's the din, there is a scenario that a Torah Tanis Avad could cost you money in the following case. I'm going to change the scenario a little bit. So if I gave you two cases, I gave you Torah Tanis Ganav that was caught with Edom, I gave you Torah Tanis Avad that was caught with Edom, I'm going to change tunes a little bit. I give you an animal to watch, watch it for a week, and I come to you and I say, I want my animal back. And you respond, it was stolen, or you respond, it was never. And you swear. I know Edom show up. But what happens? Yom Kippur, come to Yom Kippur, and you start to feel really, really bad. Rightfully so. The mice, you stole my animal. Either through a tainus geneva, tainus oven. And what do you do? You come to Beis Din, and what do you say? I lied 6 months ago in Beis Din. I stole, I was dish for the sheker. It works. What's the din? Obviously, you have to return the animal. You just gave it to us about din. What else do you have to do?
No.
What else do you not have to do? You don't take care. What else do you have to do? Al zeh nema b'Torah in parashas Vayikra and in parashas Noso. This is the parasha of Asham Gezeilus. You were moideh that you gave a taina with the shvur sheker to boot. That got you off the hook. There are no edim. You were made the me'atzmacha. You pay the keren as well as what? Chaimesh. And what else you do? You bring, I said it before, you bring a korban asher gezeilus. This is Chumash Rabbi said. This is psukim explicitly in the end of Parshas Vayikra. Repeated again in Parshas Noso. This is the din min haTorah that it's almost identical to the first case. But a couple of important nuances, the difference. Number one, in this case, there are no edim. It's rather hodah. The other important nuance is there's no difference whether it's never or whether it was a tainus geneva or aveid, it's all the same. If you gave a tainus apoteres, bishvua, and now you come forward, so three things happened. You were machish, you were nishpa, and you were meida, then the parasha of Asham Zos kicks in, and that's what we say there as we come in every morning. That's Karim Chavish V'Yashem. Okay? So Gemara has the exact same shiloh. You must have like this. What's the din? A guy, let's say Reuben gives Shimon an animal to watch. After a week, he goes, where's my animal? And Shimon says, it was stolen, it was never, doesn't make a difference. He swears to that effect. A week later, it's Chayzi B'tshuva. Sorry, so sorry. Chatos is Peshati. Based in Paskins on him what? Keren Chamesh V'Yashem. It's late in the day, you know, the Tevei is busy right now. I said, oh, I'm going to come by tomorrow morning to pick up my animal from you. What happens tomorrow? He asks for his animal, what does the guy say? Favorite words, you won't believe this one. He jumped over the, remember what I told you yesterday? Yesterday, I was lying, but today it really happened. Sure it happened. What does the guy do? He's supposed to jump to Benchnem. What happens? A week later, he has again, every Yom Kippur Kotel, he has Chorot again. Because he feels terrible. What's the shah in the Gemara? Can we slap you with what?
One
multiple chumshim for one pikadim. It's the identical Shaila, putting aside some of the trimming, some of the externals. This is Chaimesh, this is Kefel, this is Tainis Geneva, this is both, this is Aldon, this is Adam. But the basic fundamental question is these additional Tosefeses of pain that the Torah adds on, depending on the precise scenario, either Kefel or Chaimesh, is this one per customer, or can these just multiply as many times as you violate the same Aver Nachmol Nachmachmol? It's the same Shaila. So Rav Papa lumped together all the Shailas in one. And the Gemara finally brings a riot to what the answer is, Toshvan, the end of the seventh of Ramakremis. Yom Rabba v'chamishi sov Yosef alav. Hateir ribsa chamishias ha'abel kerenachash ma'amino. In one place where the Torah speaks about pein chamish, it says v'chamishi sov. What does chamishi sov mean? Loshen Rabbi. If the Balkar would say chamishi sov, we'd have to correct. Chamishi sov is Loshen Yochid. Chamishi sov is Loshen Rabbi. It's like Chumasi and Chumosai.
Is there a creed with that?
Yeah.
It sounds like
it's Gripsuch. The Gemara has the end of the first Bechab Sochem, like a seven blot revolving around the fact that it says Mishmeres Trumosai, not Mishmeres Trumosai, even though in the Torah it's the same thing. But we have a tradition, you have to pronounce Mishmeres Trumosai. Torah rips two trumas, Kishem, two trumas, Truma, Tahoe, Tmeh, Tlu, etc. I was once in Shul in Pashas Kerach, where the Balkari said Mishmeres Trumosai. I didn't correct them. I wasn't the rabbi at the time. Seven blot of psachim just went down the drain. Together with all the Truma Tamei and Truma Tayyar, it all got thrown down the drain. The whole drug, the whole six, seven blot of Mechines Katakoinim are assuming that the correct pronunciation is Mishmeres Trumosai. So it's over here, Rabbi says that the correct pronunciation is Chamishi Sov. Chamishi Sov is the Loshen Rabbim. So you see, Klar Mefeirish, that the Tayyar is the Chamishi Sarbe. So what's strange about this Gemara? There's only one thing that's the missing piece of this Gemara. Missing piece of this jigsaw puzzle is what? The Gemara was never pushed at the Kefel. The Gemara was only pushed at the Chaimish part. Rava assumed there's a Milsa de Peshitta, it's the same Shaila. Even though you're right, this is Chaimish, this is Kefel, this is Eid, this is Aldor, this is Aved, this is it. But the fundamental question is the same. These additional Tashlumas that are slapped onto you for doing wrong things, such as Shavuos, sometimes they express themselves as the Rebbe of Chaimish, sometimes they express themselves as a Kefir, but to be Karom, they're the same kind of Tashlumin. We can extrapolate one to another. The Torah is Marv and multiple Chumshim, the Torah is Marv and multiple Kefirs as well. That's how the Sukha ends above a Kamala Fitness. Beautiful, nice couple of blot, five, six blot, the Marv. It would have been worth it just to come and learn a nice, we learned a little bit about doing the Raisa Toy, that is Gamma Toy. Oh, but we learned a little bit. You know what's the problem by saying, what's the penalty marker down on this whole Sukha? How in the world did what? How do you take another shua? How did we let this second shua? How did we administer the second shua? How'd that happen? Once we caught him on the first shua, as given a what? He's a choshud. So I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, we didn't administer the shua, we took it on his own. What's wrong with that? Shabbar says at the end of Abakama that the shvua of Toin Tad is Ganav. Is only when there's a shvua is based in. Because that whole parsha is learned out of shvua is based in. The case of Tein Chaymesh for Toin Tad is Ganav, Ovad, Beholda. The other Torah just says, V'nishbal Sheker. Look at the Pesukah Barash V'yikr. It says, V'omikol Shei Shovav L'Sheker. It says, Nishbal Sheker. But in the shvua HaMechayeves, Toin Tad is Ganav, is a shvua Sashem Tiyah B'Shem, HaKol Dvar Pesha Ashei Ashir Nalim Yishav Shad B'Neinehu, L'Rieyu. It's a shvua based in. How in the world did Beis administer the Shavuot? Didn't they know the din that you can't do that? So you know what Taisa says? 38th of Ramakamis? Mach bashanas the apostle b'shavuot shniyam yishashinim to shachar b'rishan ain't l'potro b'shum d'chosh l'shavuot. I'm sorry, b'shum d'chosh l'shavuot b'drabanu d'mifsul. With the Raisa, Shavuot s'shavuot, m'chayev kefal. Says Taisa, we're talking a lot about Raisa. We're talking about what's the din derais in the perfect, in the pre-world of this takana. What was the din derais? That's a rabbit goes up. The din derais is you can pay multiple. You can have multiple shvus up because the nechad. I think I chosh it. So what? So Tosis is a gevalvik proof for who? Tosis is the support for what? The Ktzais found the second derabbanim. The whole chisorn of the choshev being nishvah is only the din derabbanim, and therefore we're not going to combine together the Dinder Rabban Rosh Hashanah says, lumped together with the Dinder Rabban Chashal Shavua not swearing, and makes it, we're not going to employ, right? There's too many Dinder Rabbanim on the table. But B'chilis Kavod, the Halei Ketosis, the Ketosis do ganz good, that the other Rishayim will disagree. The Shiva Kuvat says, quotes from the Rashba, because of the Ravid. He says, it's not true. Choshen is a real psul deraisa. I was going on Baba Gam, you can mean answer. Let's change the case a little bit. I'm going to add one piece of information to the case. I gave Reuven an animal to watch. So far sounds the same. Come back a week later, so far sounds the same. Where's the animal? What does he tell? He tells you a story to think that it's never going to do the whole Megillah. And then what does he do? Again, either he swears, he swears, obviously. And then what happens? Either Aiden catch him or he's murdered himself, whatever the scenario was. And Beitim says, okay, but tomorrow morning you better give that animal back. What happens at that point? So it's the Pikadun, look at the Pikadun. They says, give that animal back in 10 hours. You have 10 hours to give that animal back. Where does this guy go next? Where's the Shomer go? To do what?
To Tshuva.
He's crazy. He's crying his heart out. I can't believe what I just did. He's crying. It's Erev Kippur. Erev Kippur Katan. Crying, he says, "Slicha, that you give him midas." He says, "Just dab mesach svar, rasham, the pagan, the gazalman." And everyone sees the basin sees it. The basin sees these. He's not crocodile tears. This guy's really authentic. The guy really knows what's true. True. Hashem. What happens the next morning? I come to him and say, "Where's the animal?" He says, "You won't believe this one." Nachmor, he jumped over the fence again. Not again. First time. Last time didn't really happen. It was stolen again. No, not really again. They're really stolen. And what happens? He didn't do tshuva yet. If he gets caught, either by the Eidim or those Baltim, whatever it is. How do we give him that second shvua? Did we realize it was chashuva was the answer? It's chayz of a tshuva. It's a very short-lived tshuva. Didn't even make him keep it the sukkah. Didn't even make it to the next morning. But at the time that we administered shvua number two, in our book, he was kosher. He's an honest guy. He's chayz b'tshuva. He's not a chosher anymore. He's not chosher forever. That's the right answer. Vaisois from the fact that the Ravid had to draw that crazy wild. Come on, the Ravid wasn't naive. He didn't draw this crazy case for nothing. Why did the Ravid draw this crazy case? Why? What did he disagree with? Taisus. Why did he disagree with Taisus? Taisus made mach the vectors. Did a choshes. That's only the Rabbanan. I have to chat with choshes. It's only the Rabbanan. What do you mean the Rabbanan? It's their Isa. And lulay the fact that he was chayzi b'tshuva with his crocodile tears that faked us out. If not for the fact that he was chayzi b'tshuva, so Enoch and Abi would never have ministered the second shvua with their Isa. And therefore, we wouldn't have a case with the Raisa. So Rabbi Sai, the Ketzaisis, Shtikul Teres, Teretz, about Choshel HaShvua, is now, where the Choshel HaShvua is a Psul Deraisa, Psul Derabanan, whether that qualifies as the second Derabanan, it's not like it's Teres in the Raivit. Believe it or not, Rabbi Sai, what sugi did we think we were learning when we started? We thought we were learning Naskat Rabbi Abba. That's what we thought. Then all of a sudden we realize that we're not really learning Nasa Rabbi, we're really learning whether the din of Choshel al Shvua, Shkenegdo Nishba, is that a deraisa, is that a derabanan? Then we realize we're not really learning that so good. We're really learning Babitzia Dafei about combining together Shvus Heses with Shvus Anoitlin. Which led us to believe, says it to us, what the sugi you're really learning is Choshel HaShvua, Deraisa, Derabanan. And we're learning Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Ches. How do we get from Baba Basa, Daf Lavadap, to Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Ches? We took a grand tour, Baba Tzita, we're going backwards. Literally, we're almost in reverse this car. We started in Baba Basa, Daf A, and then Baba Basa, Daf Lavadap. We went back 34 blot plus 114 blot. We went back 148 blot. The Baba Tzia Daf A. And then we went backwards a little slower. We went back 4 blot in Baba Tzia, back to 11 blot backwards in Baba Kama. And all of a sudden we got one big chont over here, and everything's totally different. That's why I asked you about what should the did be? Who's right? Tell us the Ravid. What do you think the did should be? It's Choshel HaShvua. Takes a Shvua Minatari. Everything's hunky dory. Minatari can take Shvua just like that. Like Tell says, well, the Ravid's rocked. You can't be in the Shvua Minatari. You need the guy to be who do his quasi tshuva. So the answer to that question is critical because that's going to impact whether Ketzaisis Teretz is right, which in turn is going to impact whether the 2 days in Baba Tzia is right, which in turn is going to impact the Naskah Duryaba. So everything is hinging. Everything is waiting to find out the answer to that grandiose question. What is the din? Is chashla shvua psul derais psul derabanan? We know it exists. It's recorded in the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas, but we have no clue whether it's a din derais or din derabanan. Place din derayvid. Let's jump tomorrow. We'll try to figure out the answer to that question.
Can you make the following argument?
You can make any argument you want.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Torah says, "Vayishiv asak zeila hashem gazal." Can you say he hasn't done tshuva until he's actually returned it, therefore he's not closing?
He's done tshuva on the shvu part. He's shedding tears. You're right. Vis-a-vis the, when you want to know, so he's still a gazlan.
Yeah.
No, he's ready to pay. Maybe he's based himself to pay back. I'll be in the morning. If Basin said him, give the animal back around, he tells you, no, I can't, I'm not doing it now, that's not he didn't fulfill. But Basin said, okay, pay back 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I'm ready,
so
I'll be there.
Until he does it, he
doesn't. I'll be there. Now. For tshuva purposes, he's positive. Anyway, so advice, hopefully, tomorrow we got this nekudu to figure out here.